Welcome to Short Take. Raman Jafari is an illustrator, animator, and filmmaker based in Hamburg, Germany. With a background in illustration and design, he ventured into animation, film, and music videos. He works for clients in the print sector, such as The New Yorker, but also makes animations for Adult Swim or music videos for Elton John and Dua Lipa or Squid. Through his work, he tells both surreal and fragmented narratives that explore the human condition. Next to his own creative work, he also teaches animation and illustration. We talked to Raman via video call for this interview. Hi, Raman.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in, ideally, three words?
Relaxed, sick, and stuck.
Ooh. One positive, two slightly negatives.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I think at the moment, like, the thing that just feels best is having like a late summer day in the afternoon, sitting with friends in a bar, having a drink and just like talking and sitting in the sun. I think that's really what feels the best at the moment.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I have some. I thought about it before. I think my guiltiest guilty pleasure is that I really weirdly like this horrible artificial lemon or multivitamin flavor from multivitamin tablets that you can put into water. Like, I think everybody hates it, but I really like it. Like, it's somehow very delicious to me. Yeah.
Interesting. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't have to be anything film related. It can be something else entirely.
My favorite job probably is still to some degree film related. Mm-hmm. I think there are different kinds of favorites, right? Like, they're the ones that in the process mm-hmm. were a lot of fun, but then maybe the result wasn't the thing you're most proud of, or vice versa. But I think I really enjoyed the time working on the music video that my former co-director, Daniel Almagor, and I, we did for the band Lucky Chops for Traveler. Mm-hmm. That was really fun, this process, because we had a lot of time considering it to being a music video. And the time of making it was just really nice. I have a lot of fond memories of it.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think because I'm traveling a lot for work and for festivals and also just for my private life, I really appreciate these moments where you don't feel worried that a friendship dissolves because there's a distance in time and space, and that every time you see each other, it's like, it feels familiar, it feels home, and there's not the need for like a constant performance of friendship like that. It's like this steady thing you can rely on, and it doesn't just dwindle away if you, for whatever reason, are maybe absent for a month or two.
What is your favorite food?
Hard choice, but I think our all-time favorite food is probably warme sabzi, which is like an Iranian dish that my dad always used to make. It's like a lot of herbs, mm-hmm. It's this very thick green stew with meat and rice. It's it's amazing. And they are like these dried lemons that you put mm-hmm. in and let them cook, and then they look a bit ugly, but when you bite into them, there's like this super intense dry lemon flavor in it. It's amazing.
If you weren't an animator / illustrator / filmmaker, what would you be?
So I think aspirationally, I don't know if I would have had the stamina to work in this field, but I have like this very big fascination and, I don't know, like sideline passion for theoretical physics. Mm-hmm. Like, I love, I don't know, hearing about, I just love the idea of how people talk about dark matter and quantum mechanics, and how somehow, to me, there's like this, it captures a deep philosophical truth about life when you hear people who really are in the field and appreciate the depth of what it means, not only like the math, but also like the implications for our reality. I often find myself being very touched by it. And I think in another world, I would love to work in this field.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I envy people that have just like out of a box amazing singing voice. Like people that can sing, and like, of course, it's also a craft and you have to hone it and it's a lot of technique. But I think if you have like an early childhood access to it, or like you just feel naturally inclined to do it, I think that's so beautiful. I envy that.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory, and maybe also as an audience member?
There are a lot, like especially if you consider like different periods of your life. But since yesterday, we watched a film that I watched when I was a teenager, like How to Train Your Dragon. I had to think about childhood memories with films. And I think one of my favorite childhood memories with films was after we watched the first Toy Story with my parents and my brother in the cinema. It must have been 5, maybe 6, like something like this. And I remember that when we came home, my parents told us that we have to rush up the stairs to catch our toys being alive. And if we don't go fast enough, like, we wouldn't see them anymore. And my mom would tell us like, yeah, and Batman is currently doing this, and like the little monkey character is doing this. And we were like so excited for it. And it felt so true. And we were so bummed out when we went into the room and the toys were already like lying down in toy position. I think that is probably my favorite cinema memory that I can recall right now.
I mean, that's a great memory. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
The last book that I read that I really, really enjoyed was by Otessa Moshfegh. And it was a collection of short stories, Homesick for Another World. What I loved about it is really horrible. Like, it's very dark and very painful, and everybody treats each other like shit, and everybody is very broken. Nonetheless, there's a deep poetry in it, and there's a deep humanity in it. And like, you know, I find it fascinating how she managed to create characters that you can't love them, but you feel so much for them. Like, you ask, it's, I think she managed something very unique, I was very touched and really enjoyed it also. Like, the writing is very engaging.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
I don't know that I'm a person that is very much drawn to heroes or heroines, like, even in my own work, but also like in general. Like, it's somehow not something that I latch onto so strongly. Yeah. But I think the strongest probably that I felt for a hero or heroine was also in my childhood reading. And I was really into a lot of like this German youth fantasy stories, like not only German ones, also like international ones. Somehow, do you know Artemis Fowl?
Yeah,
do you know
this character? Yeah, I know Artemis.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know. I, even though he was not really likable in that way, like I always really rooted for him, even though he's a bit evil.
Yeah.
I felt really intrigued by him not being such a good guy necessarily. Like, this, I found it a bit interesting, like similar to this Otessa Moshfegh thing, like rooting for somebody that you maybe don't even want to root for. It's an interesting feeling. And maybe like if it counts, even though it's maybe not literature, but more like comics, I loved Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, Calvin.
I think it's one of the best characters ever.
Oh God, I love Calvin so much.
He's so great. I think it's really one of my profoundest, I don't know, experiences with art ever. Like, reading this as a child and also rereading it as an adult, you're like, this is so incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a couple of stories, comics that I actually cut out, and a couple I carry with me because they're just so, so great.
Really, they're like a philosophical manifesto in four panels. Like, it's so, yeah, it's powerful. Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you have a TV series or film that's coming up that you can't wait to watch?
Yeah, I also thought about this quite a bit. And I thought a bit like, maybe I will pitch something aspirational. I don't think that it will ever happen. But there is this series called The OA. It's kind of like, almost nobody knows it. Like, it's a very obscure, it's so nice, by Britt Marling.
Yes.
And it was discontinued after 2 seasons because I guess it didn't do the numbers it needed to. But for me, this was one of the big, like, I don't know, revelations about storytelling in series format, that I was like, wow, this is so eerie and weird. And like, you are so much in the dark for so much of the series, and the logic of this world is so obscure. Like, how things work inside of this reality. But I don't know, if there would ever be if I could spend like money on somebody making a next season, I would give this money to Britt Marling to make season 3 of the OA.
Did you watch her and Beth's movie Another Earth? Have you
no,
seen that?
No, I haven't.
I think it's on Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. So if you ever get a chance, I mean, it's sort of like a, I would say it's a low sci-fi movie. Mm. It's sort of a mixture of the Odessa Moshfegh and sci-fi, if I could like that.
Great pitch. I'm down. Yeah.
And she plays a young woman who does, well, it sort of happens to her, but she's also partly responsible, something horrible. Two people die and she goes to prison and then she comes out and it sort of deals with how, you know, she tries to find her way in the world. And it's set to Another Earth showing up in space. And the people realize that you have sort of like a mirror person on that other Earth.
Oh, wow.
But the way they managed to do that without really any special effects and anything, but it's still a really great movie, I have to say.
I love when like these low sci-fi movies or series are like, I don't know, like when they manage to make you do all of the sci-fi work in your brain, kind of. Do you know Shane Carruth?
No.
I think he won Sundance like 15 years ago. Like he did this film Primer. It's a film about time travel and like kind of accidentally inventing time travel. And like it's one of these films where on paper, like you feel like you know it. But then when you watch it, you're like, oh, my brain is so engaged in this idea, like trying to keep up the pace of this logic. It's really enjoyable to me, this kind of stuff. So I will check it out.
Yeah okay. And I'll check out Primer. And also there's a podcast called Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, and he did an interview with Britt, which is really nice. So if you get a chance, it's like an hour, and they talk about the OA as well.
Wow. Yeah, I'm super curious. Yeah, I love this series. Yeah.
Do you have any recommendations in regards to upcoming or already established talent, maybe German, maybe not, that you would say our listeners should watch out for?
I have a friend, a stop motion filmmaker who lives in Switzerland, Tokai, and he's currently working on his graduation short, which I have seen glimpses of, and it looks very exciting. He's so passionate. Yeah, I would say watch out for Tokai.
And now we're getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
I think I'm really empathetic. I'm really good at inhabiting an emotional space of another person and staying there and taking their perspective and seeing the world through their lens. Sometimes maybe also to a detriment, but if it's good, in moments where it's good, I think it's good.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I can feel really overly guilty really fast. I take on a lot of feeling of responsibility and guilt, and sometimes I think it's really counterproductive. I'm also really interested in the subject, like lately, like writing about it and thinking about it. Like it's where you want to take responsibility, but it turns into something that is actually more about you, you know? Like where you think more about how you did something wrong rather than the thing you did wrong and like how you can make it right. And I think I sometimes have this, that I feel so guilty that it swallows me. And I'm also really bad at like taxes and stuff, like just doing organizational things at time, scheduling appointments, replying to emails at time. I think if I could change something about myself, it would really be this, like just do your shitty organizational work in time. Like I find it so hard.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I think maybe I should have dried my hair like 2 days ago rather than staying in the shadow with wet hair, because I think maybe that's the reason why I'm sick right now. It's warm, it's summery and stuff, and I'm a bit surprised that I'm sick, and in my mind the reason why is because I had wet hair and I stayed in the shadow, and I don't know, maybe that's not true, but...
Okay. Which random thing makes you happy?
I really like the sound of when a basketball goes through the net of a hoop and it makes this whoosh. It's like a very... And since I also like basketball, but I don't play it so much anymore. I used to be really into it as a teenager, but now it's not so present in my life. But the sound of this ball, like going through the net, it feels very pleasurable to me, like in this ASMR almost kind of way. This, I don't know, makes me happy. I really like it.
Okay. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
I don't know if I would call it the motto because it's not really like phrased as such. It's not like a nice, catchy phrase. But I think what I try to live by is curiosity. I think that's the best thing I have in my toolbox. It makes me motivated, it gives me strength, it keeps me going into things that I maybe would be afraid of or don't feel comfortable in yet. And I think it's a really good way to live, is to be curious.
Mm-hmm. And we're at the last question. Who would play you or maybe animate you in a film or series about your life?
So I found very hard. I was just discussing it with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And the moment I left before recording this podcast, my girlfriend said, like, maybe Olivia Colman. So I will go with Olivia Colman. Yeah.
That is a perfect choice, if I may say so. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Man. Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. Likewise.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.